Follow Paddy Power on Snapchat. The username is ThePaddyPower, and we promise there won't be any boring snaps about gigs, the weather, or the gym.
Hello there, and welcome along to the GAA postcast. Yes, 33 teams started out in the All-Ireland Football Championship in 2018, and then there were four. We're at the All-Ireland semi-final stage, and 5 o'clock on Saturday, we have the clash of All-Ireland champions Dublin and Connacht champions Galway in Croke Park. And then 3:30 Sunday afternoon, we've got the All-Ulster Showdown, a repeat of the earlier clash in the Ulster Championship between Monaghan and Tyrone. To preview these sumptuous showdowns, we've got former Mead attacking ace Joe Sheridan and Paddy Ahern from our sponsors, Paddy Power. So lads, before we get on to the action this weekend, Paddy Ahern from Paddy Power, give us some outright prices on the 2018 All-Ireland Football Championship.
Yeah, I will indeed, lads. Dublin are favourites for the All-Ireland at 1-3 at the minute. They are followed in by Tyrone at 6-1, Galway 9-1, and Monaghan are also 9-1.
Joe, a question for you before we get stuck into the action. Are these four teams the four teams you expected to be in the All-Ireland semi-final, or is there maybe two or three missing that you thought might make it?
I think the three of them, Dublin, Galway and Tyrone, were three of the teams I expected. Kerry sort of flattered to see if you know they probably didn't get the defensive setups sorted out throughout the championship, and that has cost them dearly throughout the championship and the Super 8s especially. So, to be fair, Monaghan, from the beginning of the year, they've really progressed. They've sort of come in, you know, unnoticed until the Super 8s, and they've been very impressive in the Super 8s. They're a very tight-knit team, and Malachy Rourke has done a fine job with them, and even their result against Galway last week, a lot of people are reading into it from Galway's side, but, you know, Monaghan wanted it more, and I think we have the four best teams and the four form teams of the championship, which is great.
Paddy, so from Paddy Power's point of view, at the moment going into the All-Ireland semi-finals, who is the worst loser in the book?
Yeah, it's not too bad, really. I mean, we've been kind of ducking a lot of selections most of the year. So as soon as Mayo got knocked out of Connacht, everyone kind of thought that they'd follow the path that they did the last couple of years, and the liability was racking up until they got beaten by Kildare. And then after that, after the Munster final, everyone was kind of jumping on the Kerry bandwagon. So we've got rid of a couple of our decent liabilities. We probably will have a little bit, like we always have a bit like, building up with Dublin in multiples, and especially with Galway and the hurling. But it's in the grand scheme of things, it's going to be pretty much like, it's not going to be anything to be worried about. And Dublin in singles would be a decent winner in the book. We're have taken a bit on Galway. Like, we were quick enough to cut them during the league when they were showing promise and signs, but people kind of were jumping on them when they beat Mayo. People were jumping on them again when they won Connacht, and then when they beat Kerry as well, people were getting a little bit more excited. So I think Galway are our biggest loser in the book. Monaghan people are getting very involved now. They had been in the earlier on in the year, but it wouldn't be, I mean, we're used to All-Ireland finals the last couple of years when we're looking at Mayo or a loser for $500,000 and, you know, above that. I don't think we're going to have anything that's that bad this year, but Galway and Monaghan at the minute probably be our worst results.
Okay, so moving on to the first of the All-Ireland semi-finals, 5 o'clock Saturday, Croke Park, Dublin v Galway, Paddy Ahern. Can we get some prices and handicaps?
Yeah, Dublin have been shortened ever so slightly. They're 1-7 now. The draw is 14-1. Galway are 11-2. Dublin -6 is even money. The handicap draw at 6 points is 10-1. And Galway +6 is 10-11.
So, with Galway in action, there is only one man to go to, and that is the founding member of the Galway fan club, Mr. Joe Sheridan. Can they do it?
Yeah, look, I suppose after you look at after last weekend, and there's a lot of talk that Galway wanted to play Dublin in the semi-final rather than the final, I find that absolutely crazy, to be honest, because you've one chance to beat Dublin the way they play, and if it's going to be any time, you'd want to beat them in an All-Ireland final. So I don't take that on board at all. I think they just come in flat to the game. They were had their eye on this weekend. I would have liked them to see what Jim Gavin done, put the sort of the fringe players out. You see the Dublin lads, they were very, very good at the weekend. Paul Finn, Owen O'Gara, these lads, they were just incredible. Really put their name there for Jim Gavin to be looking at for this weekend. And I was surprised Kevin Walsh didn't do that. Like, Shane Walsh came off with a bit of an injury. Damon Comer got sent off. You know, so it probably didn't bode too well for their confidence going into this weekend. you know, if it is an idea, it's some master plan. But I didn't like the way it broke their momentum going into the game. It's going to be very tight. You know, you look at Galway plus 6 at 10 to 11, I think it's, as Paddy has said, they've covered the handicap in most games this year, and I can see them doing it again. Do I think Galway can win it now after last weekend? I still think they have a very good chance of beating Dublin. You know, they've set up for Dublin all year, I think, and I still think that, like, 11 to 2 to win the game, I think it's just too big not to take a slice of that. So it's going to be a fascinating game. The matchup will be very good. You look at Jim Gavin now, he tends to, like, any danger players on the opposition's team, he will put players on to try and counteract them and just nullify them out of the game. And I can see that happening with the, like, Damien Comer, Shane Walsh. You know, I'd imagine they'd get a lot of attention and be looked after well. But it's going to be a fascinating game. Like, Dublin, you know, they probably have another gear to go. Whether Galway can slow them down, frustrate them for the first half, use that defensive setup, and then try and break out as they usually do, and try and get sort of team count, get teams on the counter attack, and try and bury a few goals. So it's going to be interesting. I'm still trying to, in my own head, decipher what's the outcome going to be. But I still think Galway have a great chance.
11-2 Galway, Paddy. Has there been any money for Galway in the last 7 days, or has it just been all about Dublin?
Yeah, it's mostly Dublin, really. There's little nibbles all right at Galway, but it's a very funny kind of an atmosphere, I think, around Galway, in the sense that in the last couple of years, if you would have said that the footballers, if the hurlers were in All-Ireland final and the footballers were in All-Ireland semi-final, you'd expect the county to be going completely bonkers. I haven't really seen a hell of a lot of evidence of that. Like, I remember a couple of years ago when Tipperary were in the All-Ireland hurling final and the footballers were in the semi-final against Mayo. Like, I mean, anybody, whoever walked into the county Tipperary was looking to back the double, and there was loads of talk about it. There doesn't seem to be a hell of a lot of talk about this, probably because Galway are, you know, obviously 11-2, 6-1 outsiders for the semi-final. I think I'm kind of, I'm struggling to grapple with the Monaghan game in the sense of how did they approach it. So, when you looked at the performance, especially in the second half, it didn't look to me like the attitudes that Galway footballers have had all year definitely wasn't there in the second half. You know, when you're looking at that Kerry game where they're celebrating winning every free and they're really killing themselves for every ball, like, I didn't see a hell of a lot of that against Monaghan. In the way that people are talking, I wouldn't say they threw the game or anything like that, but it did look to me as kind of a team that, you know, wasn't going gung-ho or wasn't killing themselves to win the match. But then there's two things that kind of I'm not really settling with in my mind. The first one is, why did Kevin Walsh play what was essentially a full team? Like, he's played 14 out of the 15 that's probably going to start the next day.
I can answer that.
Why is that?
Well, he didn't want to play Dublin.
But, like, if he didn't want to play Dublin, he was all out to win the game. So, like, the performance...
Yeah. Yeah, hold on a second here. What I'm going to tell you is, what this reminded me of was, just say Liverpool last year in the Premier League, right? When Liverpool were playing the Man Cities, the Man Uniteds, the real good teams, it was the high press, it was all energy, it was all or nothing. Every last bit of energy they had went into pressing these big teams, right? With Galway, they have to play like that all the time or they're no good. They're not going to dominate possession. They're not going to be like, you know, Man City dominating possession and working these goal chances. They need to be absolutely 100% pressing, annoying teams and giving everything. In the back of their minds last week, they went into that game thinking, okay, it'd be great if we can win, but we're still in All-Ireland semi-final. And when there's that grain of doubt in the back of your head, when you've got a team like Galway and play in the manner that they do, it is very hard to give that 100%, to go into every, you know, 30-70 tackle against, like they've been doing all season. It's a very hard thing to do when you know deep down, well, if I don't win this tackle, so we're still through, we're not out. I think you'll see a completely different Galway team this Saturday.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I think you will see a totally different team. But, like, I mean, if that is in the kind of mindset of any player, and certainly if it's the mindset of Kevin Walsh, I don't see why he's playing a full team. Like, why?
But sure, he didn't know. The manager doesn't know. The manager's going.
Yeah, but I mean, that comes from the top as well. Like, that certainly comes from the top. I don't believe that any player
is going to work. It doesn't. I play football. Joe will tell you now. We'll come to Joe in a second, right? Joe, if Sedgestown or Meath are playing a match where you know you've already booked your place in the knockout, say, just say if Sedgestown are in the last group game of the Meath Senior Football Championship, you know you're already through to the quarterfinal of the championship. Going into that game, you think, right, I'm going to give it socks. I'm going to play as well as I can. But when it actually comes down to the crunch, does that 2 or 3% that you're just not going for every ball like you would be if you knew you were out? Am I right?
Yeah, to a certain point, I agree with Paddy here. I just really think that there was something different about the goal.
Well, they're both wrong.
No matter how you look at it, and I know Monaghan had to win to qualify and this and that, but it was just such an off performance. You know, they didn't chase, they didn't look for anything. You know, there was nothing like the Galway performances that we've actually looked at over the last sort of 2 to 3 months. And I'm just very surprised that why didn't you play a few of the lads who maybe won't start this weekend, give them a chance to actually give that sort of energy to the team, because it was so below par. And I expect a massive performance from Galway this weekend, because they're going to be, if it was the case as you're saying, David, like, they're going to be hurt and they're going to be getting a lot of stick from their own supporters from inside the county, and they're going to want to actually prove it wrong and say, look, this is what we can do. We can go out and put in a performance and be contenders to win this All Ireland.
Well, I've been against Galway all year. All year I've been thinking that they're not good enough. But this is the perfect game for Galway. This is going to be dog eat dog. And I certainly would be on the side of Galway plus six. I think there is a plus seven out there, an alternative handicap. But I think this is going to be a dog fight for Dublin. This is going to be the game. It's going to be the complete opposite to last year's All-Ireland semi-final with Tyrone when the game was over after 15 minutes. And I hate to say it, because I certainly am not a Galway fan, but I think this is going to be really tight. Paddy Hearn, what do you think is the best bet on the coupon?
Yeah, I think we're all in agreement here, because I think like we're all kind of coming from the same way that it was. It's hard to know what the handicap would have been if Galway went out and hammered Monaghan or whatever. Like it could even have been as low as four. I think we've kind of tried to not overreact as much as maybe some people have to last week, because we're seeing that as well. We're seeing that this might have been just, you know, to be fair, the one subpar performance that Dublin, that Galway have had since January this year, like that's 15 games in league and championship, and it might have came at the wrong time before Dublin, but it might have came at the right time as well. Like, I think Galway are going to come with a huge performance just because of the way they play. I think the best bet in the coupon pretty much is, I can't put anyone off the goal at plus six. I think that for Galway to win the match, it's just like my worry with that is that Galway aren't going to score enough. I think the Dublin line is plenty high at 21.5 points. I think Galway are, something's going to have to go wrong big time, which, you know, possibly could happen, but I don't see it happening with Galway for Dublin to hit that. And if you consider how tight Galway have been all year, the goals that they're conceding, I think they've conceded 4 goals in championship this year. 2 of them were against Roscommon for a bit of a disaster. Every other game they've kept it extremely tight. They've had they conceded no goal in the league final. I don't see Dublin running riot. Like, they haven't. They scored 1 goal against Leash. They scored 2 goals against Longford this year. Their expectancy would have been higher in previous years for both those games. They have beaten the handicap 6 times this year in league and championship. They've lost. They haven't beaten it 8 times. So if you look at the games they haven't beaten it in, it was the Donegal game at home, it was the Tyrone game away, it was the Galway league final. So the bigger games for them this year, they're actually not covering handicaps, and that's kind of a way that they seem to be playing too. I think the best bet in the coupon is probably under 1.5 goals. I think around a 2-1. Like I say, I think Galway are going to keep it really tight. I think like they've been doing to most teams this year, they're going to pull Dublin's tail and see what comes out, see if somebody like Johnny Cooper might lash out. I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but I think it's going to be a tight one. I think under 1.5 goals, 2-1, that was a bet I fell down on the coupon. But you could, anything kind of negative on the Dublin side, I would say under 21.5, and if you wanted to back the Galway plus six, I think they're all pretty cracking bets.
Joe Sheridan, what bet did you fall down on?
Yeah, I think the Galway plus six. I was actually looking at the red card. Would there be a red card in the game? And I just don't like to promote that, but it's going to be tight, you know, very...
If there's money to be made, promote it all you want.
I don't know, what is it, 2-1 or something like that? And that could be a good bet. But I think the plus six for Galway at 10 to 11 is a great price. You know, I think it will be tight. I don't think sure we're going to concede any goals. I know Dublin are just lethal when it comes to that, but I think Galway will have the defence set up pretty tight. They're going to frustrate Dublin and then hopefully counter-attack. Jamie McComb is going to get a lot more space in Croke Park, and when he does, he's a dangerous man, and I can't wait for him to actually let go and be given the chance to play proper football for once. You know, they'll have Shane Walsh, well marshalled, but my bet for this game, I'd be looking at Damien Comer at first goal. I remember the goal he got against, was it Tipperary a couple of years ago? It was a cracker. And I can see him doing that. He'll have lads hanging out with him, but 15-2 for first goal could be a good bet. And Galway plus 6 at 10-11.
Joe Sheridan, your Damien Comer loving is almost as bad as my Niall Sludden loving.
On that note,
there is one Damien Comer bet which I think is way overpriced, and that is 5-6 for Damien Comer to win an All Star. I think he's almost done enough already to get it. So if he plays anyways good, even if Galway are beaten, if he gets a couple of points on Saturday, I think that 5-6 is a huge price. I think that should be 1-2. So I'd be tipping Damien Comer to get an All-Star with Paddy Power 5-6. Your first goal scorer was Damien Comer for Man of the Match. Joe, are you going to go for your old buddy?
No, I'm going to look. It all depends, obviously, who wins the game. You've got Brian Fenton at 7-1 or Shane Walsh at 14-1. So I think Shane is going to dominate a lot of possession around the middle of the pitch and be lucky to get on a lot of the balls. So if what happens and I think Galway will win the game, I'm looking at Shane Walsh at 14-1.
Paddy, your selection for first goal scorer man of the match?
Yeah, I thought the best bet on the first goal scorer market is probably no goal scored 15-2. I think that's big, and there's more around on that as well. Galway proved that they can keep it very tight, and they're not going to create a huge amount of goal chance themselves. So I think there's definitely value in that. Man of the match, I kind of fell down on probably Brian Fenton as well. I think the problem is with this Galway team as well. I know Kieran Duggan is back. Conroy is a big loss around the middle of the field. I just don't know. Like Peter Cook, even Duggan, it's his first year and he's brilliant in the league final. And Tom Flynn has kind of stood up in the last couple of weeks. But to go up against Fenton, McCauley, and then like when you've got kind of James McCarthy coming in around the middle of the field, they might just struggle a little bit, and I thought Fenton had a good chance as well. Just as Joe mentioned, with the I think the red card with us, I think it's 11-10. We're taking no chances on it, but we'll have with these semi-finals, we'll have a number of individual player card markets up and stuff like that. I'll be throwing them up later today, so I'm looking at the likes of Johnny Cooper 7-4 to get a yellow card, and probably Owen Curran as well 6-4. So there'll definitely be popular ones in between that as well.
Oh, you're after bursting my bubble there. I thought 2-1 for red card sounded huge. Yeah. 11-10.
You might get that close.
Sorry, Paddy's going to give us 2-1.
Yeah, yeah, we'll have a special up there as well. We'll go better than the 11-10 for you anyway.
Yeah, it's like Cheltenham preview night stuff here on the GAA podcast. So that is All Ireland champions Dublin against Galway, 5:00 Croke Park on Saturday. A game not to be missed. Join us on part 2 when we'll be discussing Monaghan v Tyrone.
Success ain't earned, it's bought. That's why at Paddy Power we paid the big bucks for the best tech nerds in the world to develop our new fastest ever app. Download the new app from the App Store or Play Store now. 18+, begambleaware.org.
Welcome back to the GAA podcast with me, David Jennings, Paddy Ahern from our sponsors, Paddy Power, and Joe Sheridan. 3:30, Croke Park on Sunday, live on Sky Sports and RTE. It is the All-Ulster Showdown between Monaghan and Tyrone. Paddy Ahern, can we get some prices and handicaps?
Absolutely. Monaghan are 6-4. The draw is 15-2. Tyrone are 8-11. Monaghan plus 1 even money. The handicap draw is 8-1, and Tyrone minus 1 is even money.
So, Paddy, there's going to be people looking and listening to those prices and saying, how in the name of God is a team that has already beaten another team complete outsiders to beat them again only a couple of weeks later? Can you describe to people how you came up with the price of 8-11 Tyrone and 6-4 Monaghan?
Yeah, pretty much. I think we had a jingle at the start of the year because the three of us all got it so wrong. But if you consider like when in Ulm earlier on the year, Tyrone played Monaghan. Tyrone were 8-15, 4-7. The three of us tipped Tyrone, thought they'd win comfortably enough. Half the country backed Tyrone the same day. We'd Monaghan for a massive winner. Monaghan went out and won the game, and they were very, very impressive in doing so. It's like when I think the next game that Monaghan played, it's almost like when I think of last Monday, when you're kind of walking around the Gawler races drunk, and then you realise, you're kind of wondering, did that actually happen? And then you realise that Fermanagh beat Monaghan by a point this year. And I still can't get my head around that. I don't know how the hell that happened when you consider everything that each team did before and after that. It's kind of, what we're kind of saying here essentially is that we're pretty much going back to what the game in Ulster would have been if it was played in a neutral venue, except we think Croke Park is going to be a big advantage for Tyrone. Monaghan, we kind of touched on it before the Kildare game, that maybe they're not exactly a Croke Park team. They don't have the most amazing record there. They went and beat Kildare by a point. They did, in fairness, beat Dublin in the league, but Dublin had pretty much nothing to play for in their last league game. Tyrone, at this stage of the year, I think they have been in All-Ireland semi-finals when they've kind of, I know they got hammered by Dublin last year, but they're still there experiencing it. They arguably could have beaten, a lot of this team could have beaten Kerry as well in that 2015 All-Ireland semi-final. They have a lot more experience than Monaghan in Croke Park. All the money that we've seen, we were 4-5 Tyrone. I'd say we'll lay Monaghan closer to the match, but all the money we're seeing is for Tyrone, and that's pretty much, we were all slight favourites Tyrone, but I think Croke Park just kind of tips it towards their favour.
Joe Sheridan, who wins this one?
Yeah, after Tyrone's performance last weekend, I see them winning it again. Monaghan, a fantastic performance, but it's a game that they had to win. You know, if they didn't get up for that and drive on to get to the first semi-final in 40 years, you know, there was something wrong with them. So it was the type of game that they had to win, and they liked that bit of a pressure on them. But I just think Tyrone, as we spoke at the end of the year, we expected a lot of big things. But when you look back, they had a lot of injuries to key players. Colin Kavanagh, Peter Hart was missed for a couple of games. Yeah. You know, and these are their main players. Colin Kavanagh was outstanding last weekend, especially the last 20 minutes to drive on the game. And that game went on another 5 or 10 minutes. It could have been a cricket score for Tyrone. So I think that I don't know how Mickey Hart does it. You know, every year they're like, no, Mickey has to go. Next thing, he brings another team to another semi-final. And by the looks of it, he'll bring them to an All-Ireland final as well. You know, Monaghan has done fantastic things. They've just been steady all year round. They had a nice run into the qualifiers, and it stood to them well. Some of their players are standing up really big this year. You know, Dermot Malone is, I think, had a fantastic year, along with Carl O'Connell. You know, as for Rory Beggin, he's a shoo-in for the All-Star at the minute with the way he's playing, and he just orchestrates everything from the goals, which is amazing to think that a goalkeeper can actually do so much for a team, set up attack, kick scores, and give them such a chance in a game, you know. So it's not going to be, I think there's going to be a lot of scores in it. You know, they're quite attacking. And I know Tyrone like to actually sort of have some sort of defense system, but they still are conceding goals. So I think for this game, you know, Tyrone probably will get a couple of goals. I think that full forward line will completely change from what we've seen last weekend. The likes of Lee Brennan come on was fantastic. McGeary come on. Richie Donnelly hasn't really fired at the minute, and I can imagine him probably stepping out. So I see a few changes for Tyrone, especially in the forward line, and I think it'll only add to the team, and it'll probably help their cause for Sunday.
Paddy, this Tyrone team really has evolved through the qualifiers and through the Super 8, but it looked to me as though the last 15 minutes of the game was most certainly Tyrone's best performance. That is last week against Donegal. Their last 15 minutes, they look like the closest thing we've seen to Dublin so far this season. And to me, the key catalyst in that was Lee Brennan coming on, who actually looked like he wanted to shoot. He wanted to take frees. And if you start Lee Brennan this time, it will give Tyrone so much more impetus up front. And I think him starting the game is going to be key to Tyrone winning the game. Would I be right?
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree at all. And I think the what will probably force him to start, because you can see what kind of Mickey Hart is doing. I know he's been injured and he has been giving him a start this year, but people were absolutely like screaming from the rooftops for him to get a start last year, and he wasn't getting it. He was only getting 3 or 4 minutes here and there, and even everyone in Tyrone, he was scoring 3-14 in league games, and people were tearing their hair out because of it. He was getting a start earlier on the year. He obviously got the injury, and he wasn't great the first day against Monaghan, but when you look at the frees that McCallisky missed the last day, it's just too shocking. Big a risk. Yeah, I think it's too big a risk for Hart to go with him again. Like, I don't think he's had that bad a season, and I actually do think, like, what Hart is going to be thinking is, like, if I can bring on Mark Bradley, if I can bring on Lee Brennan, if the game is in the balance, that they're going to win it for us. But I think it's too big a risk for him to try that the next year, because it's going to be, you'd imagine it is going to be a tight enough game. If McManus gets ahead of steam and he fires over a couple of points, then Monaghan will be kind of settled enough to see out a game. Like, their game management is probably as good as any other team in the country, so he is probably going to have to start Brennan. And I agree with you. Like, I think I back Brennan for an all-star at the start of the year, and I'm getting it. Like, I'd say he still has a bit of a chance, but that injury just kind of probably might have just knocked his chances out. But he was really, really good the other day. Mark Bradley is another one to come back in, who's, like, they're adding scores to the team. So this was the point when they played Monaghan the first year. This is why we kind of thought they would beat them. But it really came together against Donegal just because of those guys coming on and the natural fitness within the team of the likes of Matty Donnelly, the likes of Tiernan McCann, and kind of a lot of their players around kind of the half forward line, even Conor Myler, but I'm not sure if he's going to be fit, but I'd say he will. They're as fit as any team in the country. If they add those two forwards, they're going to be very hard stopped. Like, obviously, Monaghan, when you have Carroll O'Connell, who you touched on All-Star prices earlier on the year, I think there's a price around there in Carroll O'Connell. He's kind of aged 13, 4 to 7 for an All-Star. I think he's past the post at the minute. Like, I can't.
He's much shorter with yous, is he?
He's much shorter with us, yeah. I think we're kind of 1 to 6 or something like that. Because I can't see him getting... I think if he went out and punched somebody in the first minute, he'd probably still get an All-Star. I think Monaghan will still get two. But coming back to Tyrone, I think they'll have the firepower to win this weekend. It's not going to be... They're not going to go out and hammer teams. They're not even going to win as much as they did against Donegal. I know they put last on the core line by the end. I think it'll be tight, but I think Tyrone is just going to come through.
And Joe, your thoughts on... You think similarly to us two, I think that Tyrone will probably just sneak through. What do you think is the best bet on the coupon?
Yeah, like, minus one evens is a great price, but I think Tyrone over 1.5 goals, you know, you've been sharing about them, the amount of goals they get, and they will. And even last weekend, they got the goal in the last minute just to get us over that line again. And over 1.5 goals is 7-4. I think that's a great price for Tyrone. There will be a bit of space up there. And if the forward line changes around, I think there's more opportunities for Tyrone to create goal opportunities. I think with Monaghan, Conor McManus will be well marshalled. Mickey Hart will have someone there to do a job and will not let anyone. I know Colin McCarron is injured, but they'll have someone else there to come in, do a man marking job, and he won't get anywhere near the space that he's been getting the last few games. You see, last week with Ryan McHugh, Matty Donnelly was put back to halfback and literally nullified him in the second half. And it was a masterstroke. Everyone was like, well, what are you doing taking Matty Donnelly out of your attack? But he just completely put Ryan McHugh out of the game. So I don't see McManus getting as much space. And I think Monaghan as well, might less than half a goal at 8-5. I don't think they will score a goal because Tyrone will just have too much of a setup on Sunday. So I think they're two good bets for Sunday. And Tyrone minus one, even I think it's a massive price for that.
Yeah, Tyrone evens minus one. I like to say that. Paddy Ahern, I know you spotted one market which has caught your eye.
Yeah, I think the points around the place are kind of priced a little bit conservatively. We're 35.5. I wouldn't be surprised if that line got beaten. I know there's lower lines around the place. If you consider the game in Omagh, it ended up 118-116. You can say the Tyrone put a bit of gloss at the end of the game, but like that's still, like, we were a pretty low line that day and it still got comfortably beaten. I think it's going to be pretty much the same way. The weather forecast looks fine. I think it's going to end up, it might be kind of raining a little bit in the morning. It's probably going to end up the same as it was for those two All-Ireland hurling
friends. Yeah, Saturday is shite, I think.
Yeah, it certainly didn't. It was raining the whole way through the two first two Super 8s games, which kind of brought it down, but I don't think this is going to be a factor. It's going to be kind of like those two All-Ireland hurling finals. As soon as the game starts, it was actually completely fine. So I reckon that the overs is just the way that Tyrone play as well. Like, there was two goals the other day. I think they will create a goal chance or two, and I just wouldn't be surprised if Monaghan did as well, considering the way they looked against Kerry. I know Kerry were a hell of a lot more open than Tyrone are going to be. But I think the overs is a pretty decent shout this weekend.
Okay, so over 35.5 points with Paddy Power. And if you shop around elsewhere, which we don't advise you to do, because all other betting organisations don't give you as much value as Paddy Power, but in this circumstance, maybe perhaps one or two do, and you might even find 33.5 points over Paddy Hearn is going for. So your first goal scorer and man of the match selections, Paddy, will come to you first.
Yeah, if you think about that Ulster game, the two goal scorers in it was Michael McKernan and Vinnie Corrie. So I'm going to go for another kind of back running from deep. I tipped him last week as well. He didn't get much of a chance, but I think Frank Burns at 33-1. You could either go for himself or Tiernan McCann, but I think Burns just slightly gets in better positions and needs, dare I say it, probably a little bit of a better finisher as well. So I'd say 33-1 Frank Burns for the first goal.
And oh, we like that.
Oppositely for man of the match, I think if you remember this game in 2015, Tiernan McCann was the fella who got rubbed in the head and threw himself on the ground, got Darren Hughes sent off. He's a much more mature player than that now. He's a better player as well. I think he's going to have a real point to prove on Sunday. I think we're 16-1 for man of the match. I can't put anyone off that.
Okay, Tiernan McCann for man of the match. Joe Sheridan, your selections for first goal scorer and man of the match.
Yeah, I'm looking. If Lee Brennan starts, like, he's at 15-2 and we don't even know if he's going to start. I think if he does, he's just deadly inside. He's a dink there that no one can mark. And if he gets his hands on the ball early and he starts, I think Lee Brennan at 15-2 is a good price for first goal scorer. Man of the match, I'm looking at the ultra-consistent Matty Donnelly. He's just stepped up his game over the last couple of games. He was man of the match last weekend and I can see him pushing on again. He'd probably start with Bale and moving and out, and he moves around that much. No one actually knows who's marking him, so he gets so much space and gets a lot of touches, up on 30 touches a game. So, if Tyrone is to go well, Matt Donnelly at 12-1 is a great shout, man. Matt.
Okie doke. So, if listeners haven't listened to the whole show, I think we're all three are in agreement that Dublin will be playing Tyrone in the All Ireland final in a couple of weeks, and we're all agreement.
I won't say that.
Well, I think you gave as good as you could for Galway, but I think deep down you do think that Dublin are going to sneak by. So Dublin and Tyrone in the All-Ireland final, Galway +6 and Tyrone -1. They are the views of us three, well, two experts and one idiot, and we won't say who the idiot is. That is it for this week's show, folks. Before we let you go, we have to give our best bets of the weekend. And Jack, I think you've got a tune.
This will not be beaten.
Okay, so our best bets on this penultimate weekend in the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship. Joe Sheridan, your best bet of the weekend is?
Yeah, and I'm not going away with them. I think Galway 11-2 is just too big of a price to turn away from, and I can see them causing an upset, and my Galway are going to go on to an All-Ireland final. So 11-2 for Galway against Dublin.
Okay, so despite Joe Sheridan tipping Dublin to qualify for the final, his best bet of the weekend is Galway at 11-2. Well, us Mead folks are very strange indeed. Paddy Hearn, your best bet of the weekend?
Yeah, the more I think about it, the more I think Dublin under 21.5 on Saturday, even if weather brings that down as well. It's going to be very, very disappointing for Galway if they concede, 22 points or more. And I don't think they will. I think Dublin under 21.5.
So that's it for this week's show, folks. Don't forget to join us next week when we'll be previewing the All-Ireland Hurling Final between All-Ireland champions Galway and surprise packages Limerick. We'll be joined by Aidan Taggy Fogarty to preview the action. It's not to be missed.
But yeah, I do reckon Tyrone are going to win this one.
This Tyrone team means business. Tell me they're going to win on Sunday.
I was just saying to you off air there, like, it's the first time that I've seen a Tyrone team in as long as I can remember that I'm actually looking at it going, wow, like, that's actually their strongest team and that's the strongest team they have available to them.
I looked at the team and I said, wow. I said, that is one of the best balanced teams probably in the country at the minute. The whole team across the board is so strong. And
well, I'm going to set the ball rolling here for the best bets. I think you can take your pick. Tyrone -2, 11-10. That looks a great bet. Tyrone over 17.5 points at 6-5 with Paddy Power. That looks a great bet. But perhaps the best bet of the lot, Tyrone over 1.5 goals.
And there it is, the full-time whistle. The Ulster champions have been defeated. throne. Delight for Monaghan. And they're through to the Ulster semi-final. Final score in Healy Park, Omagh. It's Monaghan 118, Tyrone 116.
Follow Paddy Power on Snapchat. The username is ThePaddyPower, and we promise there won't be any boring snaps about gigs, the weather, or the gym.